You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. Sally from Finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 27th through July 7th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
The words you speak have the power to shape your destiny. Yet sometimes, the most impactful words are those left unspoken. Have you considered that your greatest victories might be won in moments of silence? In the quiet depths of your heart, God is revealing truths that can transform your life. My friends, we stand at the edge of a profound revelation. One that we must be reminded of daily, for it is through this constant awareness that God's transformative power continues to guide and shape our lives. Today, we'll explore how to discern sacred times of silence, moments when God calls us to be still, listen, and move with purpose as we advance His kingdom. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. This isn't just another message, my dear friends. This is a strategic guide for triumph in your spiritual journey. So if you're tired of feeling vulnerable to the enemy's schemes, this message is for you. In Ecclesiastes 3, verse 7, we're reminded, a time to tear and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak. God's wisdom teaches us that there is a divine purpose in silence, just as there is in speech. Remember, in these quiet moments, we create space for God to work in our hearts, molding us in ways that words cannot. Now, let us explore the power of divine silence. In a world that never stops talking, silence has become a rare and precious commodity. We're bombarded with noise from every direction. Social media, news, entertainment, and even well-meaning friends and family. But what if I told you that sometimes the key to unlocking God's blessings in your life does not lie in adding more noise, but in embracing moments of sacred silence? My friends, the power of divine silence isn't about being quiet for the sake of peace and quiet. It's about creating space in our lives for God to speak, to work, and to move in ways that we can't even imagine. Think about the prophet Elijah in 1 Kings 19. Verses 11 to 13. God wasn't in the wind, the earthquake, or the fire. He was in the still, small voice that came after. How often do we miss that still, small voice because we're too busy making noise? When we choose to be silent, we're not just avoiding speech. We're actively listening for God's guidance. We're creating an environment where His presence can dwell. We're allowing him to fill the spaces in our hearts and minds that are usually cluttered with our own thoughts and worries. Psalm 46, verse 10 tells us, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." This verse isn't just a suggestion. It's a command. God is calling us to stillness because it's in that stillness that we truly come to know Him. But let's be honest, being silent isn't easy in our fast-paced world. It takes discipline, intentionality, and sometimes even courage. Sometimes it may mean turning off the TV, putting down our phones, and resisting the urge to fill every moment with activity or conversation. It means trusting that in the silence, God is still working. When we embrace divine silence, we're following in the footsteps of Jesus Himself. Luke 5, verse 16 tells us, "So He Himself often withdrew into the wilderness and prayed." Jesus, the Son of God, felt the need to step away from the noise and demands of His ministry to commune with the Father in silence. If the Savior of the world needed these moments of quiet, how much more do we? In the silence, we find clarity. We gain perspective on our problems and challenges. We hear God's voice more clearly, guiding us and comforting us. And most importantly, we grow in our relationship with Him. Silence allows us to move from knowing about God to truly knowing God. It transforms our faith from a set of beliefs to a living, breathing relationship. My friends, I challenge you to carve out moments of silence in your daily life. Start small if you need to. Even 5 minutes of focused quiet time with God can make a difference. As you practice this discipline, you'll find that these moments become precious havens of peace in your day.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
You'll begin to crave that time of connection with your Creator. And you'll start to see the fruits of that silence manifesting in your life. More peace, more wisdom, more discernment. Remember, in a world that values noise and constant communication, choosing silence is a radical act of faith. It's a declaration that you trust God more than your own voice or the voices around you. It's an acknowledgement that His ways are higher than our ways, and His thoughts higher than our thoughts, as Isaiah 55, verses 8 to 9 reminds us. So, my dear friends, will you accept this challenge? Will you embrace the power of divine silence in your life? Remember this. The blessings that await you in those quiet moments are beyond anything you can imagine. My dear friends, let's continue our journey by exploring a truth that can revolutionize your spiritual walk. The limitations of our adversary. Satan, our adversary, is not all-knowing. This might seem obvious, but how often do we live as if he can read our every thought and predict our every move? It's time to break free from this misconception and walk in the confidence that comes from understanding our enemy's limitations. In Job 1 verse 7, we get a glimpse into Satan's activities. And the Lord said to Satan, "From where do you come?" So Satan answered the Lord and said, "From going to and fro on the earth, and from walking back and forth on it." Notice that Satan had to travel to gather information. He's not omnipresent like God. He can't be everywhere at once, and he certainly can't know everything. This truth should fill us with hope and courage. While we must remain vigilant, we don't need to live in constant fear of Satan's schemes. Our God is greater, and he holds us in the palm of his hand. Think about it this way. If Satan truly knew everything, why would he need to test Job? Why would he need to tempt Jesus in the wilderness? The reality is, Satan operates on limited knowledge and often resorts to guesswork and manipulation. In 2 Corinthians 2, verse 11, Paul writes, "Lest Satan should take advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices." Paul is telling us that we can outsmart Satan by understanding his tactics. We must not live in fear, as if Satan is an all-knowing enemy, because he is not. His power is limited, and through faith in Christ, the devil can be resisted and overcome. Now, this doesn't mean we should underestimate our adversary. In fact, Peter warns us in 1 Peter 5, verse 8, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour." Satan may not be all-knowing, but he is cunning and experienced. He's been observing human behavior for thousands of years and has become skilled at predicting our weaknesses and exploiting our vulnerabilities. But here's the key. He can only work with what we give him. When we broadcast our plans, our weaknesses, and our struggles to the world, we're essentially handing Satan a roadmap to attack us. This is why discretion and silence can be such powerful spiritual weapons. By keeping certain things between us and God, we deny Satan the information. He needs to craft effective strategies against us. Think of King Hezekiah in 2 Kings 20. When he showed the Babylonian envoys all the treasures of his kingdom, he unknowingly set the stage for future invasion. Sometimes, our eagerness to share can lead to similar vulnerabilities in our spiritual lives. But when we learn to guard our hearts and minds, when we choose carefully what we share and what we keep silent, we're actively engaging in spiritual warfare. We're denying the enemy valuable intelligence about our lives, our plans, and our weaknesses. Sometimes, the devil uses those around us, people we trust, or even strangers, to pry into our lives and gather information that can be used against us. He is cunning in using whom he will to uncover what he cannot see on his own. This is why it is crucial to be vigilant, guarding our words and our hearts. This doesn't mean we should never share or seek support from others or fellow believers. James 5, verse 16 encourages us, "Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much." Understand that there's a time and place for vulnerability and openness within the body of Christ. But we must exercise wisdom and discernment in these matters. Not everything needs to be shared with everyone. Some battles are meant to be fought in the secret place of the Most High, just between you and God. My friends, understanding the limitations of our adversary should fill us with confidence and hope. We serve a God who knows the end from the beginning, who holds all knowledge and wisdom. Satan, in comparison, is fumbling in the dark, limited by his created nature. When we align ourselves with God's wisdom, when we learn to be silent and discreet, we're tapping into a power that Satan cannot comprehend or overcome. So let's walk in this truth. Let's be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. As Jesus instructed in Matthew 10, verse 16, let's guard our hearts, minds, and tongues, knowing that in doing so, we're actively resisting the enemy's schemes. Remember, every time you choose silence over unnecessary speech, every time you keep a matter between you and God, instead of broadcasting it to the world, you're engaging in powerful spiritual warfare. You're declaring your trust in God's protection and provision. You're demonstrating faith that God's got your back, even when you can't see how He's working. My dear friends, as we move forward in our spiritual journeys, let's do so with the confidence that comes from knowing our enemy's limitations. Let's walk in the freedom of knowing that Satan is not all-knowing, but our God is. And let's use the powerful weapon of silence to keep the enemy guessing and to create space for God to move in miraculous ways in our lives. My dear friends, we've explored the power of divine silence and the limitations of our adversary. Now, let's look further into why God wants us to keep our plans close to our hearts. There's profound wisdom in not letting everyone know what you're up to. In Proverbs 16, verse 9, we find this gem of wisdom. A man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps. This verse reveals a beautiful harmony between our plans and God's direction. While we may have ideas and intentions, ultimately, it's God who guides our path. When we keep our plans private, we create space for God to work without interference. Think about Nehemiah when he first arrived in Jerusalem. In Nehemiah 2 verses 12 to 16, we see that he inspected the walls at night, keeping his plans to himself. He understood the power of discretion in accomplishing God's work. By not broadcasting his intentions, Nehemiah avoided premature opposition and gained the time he needed to formulate a solid plan. This principle applies to our lives today. When we share our plans too soon or too widely, we open ourselves up to unnecessary criticism, discouragement, and even sabotage. Not everyone will understand or support your God-given vision. Some may even try to discourage you, not out of malice, but out of their own fears or limited understanding. By keeping your plans between you and God, you protect the seed of your vision until it's strong enough to withstand outside influences. Consider the example of Samson's parents in Judges 13. After an angel appeared to Manoah's wife with news of Samson's birth, we read in verse 6, "So the woman came and told her husband, saying, 'A man of God came to me, and his countenance was like the countenance of the angel of God. Very awesome. But I did not ask him where he was from, and he did not tell me his name.' They kept this miraculous encounter private, nurturing the promise in their hearts until the appointed time. This discretion allowed God's plan for Samson to unfold without interference or skepticism from others. My friends, there's a time to share and a time to hold back. Discerning between these times is a mark of spiritual maturity. Ecclesiastes 3 verse 1 reminds us, "To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven." When we keep our plans private, we also avoid the pitfall of pride. It's easy to become puffed up when we receive praise or excitement about our plans. But James 4 verse 6 warns us, "God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble." By holding our plans close, we remain humble, constantly seeking God's guidance rather than human approval. This doesn't mean we should never share our plans or seek godly counsel. Proverbs 15 verse 22 tells us, "Without counsel, plans go awry, but in the multitude of counselors, they are established." The key is discernment, knowing when to seek advice, who to confide in, and how much to share. Not everyone needs to know every detail of your journey. Some parts of your walk with God are meant to be intimate, just between you and Him. When we keep our plans private, we also protect ourselves from the temptation to move ahead of God's timing. Once we've shared our plans, we might feel pressure to act quickly, even if we haven't received clear direction from God. Isaiah 28 verse 16 reminds us, "Therefore, thus says the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion a stone for a foundation, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. Whoever believes will not act hastily." By keeping our plans close, we give ourselves the freedom to wait on God's perfect timing. We allow space for His refining process, for the molding and shaping of our character that often needs to happen before we're ready to step into His plans for us. Remember Joseph and his dreams in Genesis 37? His eagerness to share his visions with his brothers led to years of hardship. While God used those years to prepare Joseph for his future role, we can learn from his example about the wisdom of discretion. My friends, there's power in the hidden things. Matthew 6, verse 6 tells us, "But you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly." This principle extends beyond prayer. The things we do in secret, the plans we nurture in the quiet places of our hearts, these are the things that God often uses to bring about the most significant changes in our lives and in the world around us. When we keep our plans private, we're also exercising faith. We're declaring that we trust God more than we trust in our own ability to make things happen. We're acknowledging that His ways are higher than our ways, and His thoughts higher than our thoughts. This kind of faith pleases God and positions us to receive His blessings. So, my dear friends, I encourage you to embrace the wisdom of keeping your plans private. Guard the visions that God has given you. Nurture them in the secret place of your heart. Seek God's guidance and timing before sharing with others. And remember, not everyone needs to know what God is doing in your life. Some chapters of your story are meant to be written in private, away from the world's prying eyes and opinions. As you learn to walk in this wisdom, you'll find a new level of peace and confidence in your journey with God. You'll experience the joy of seeing His plans unfold in ways you never could have imagined. And you'll discover the power that comes from aligning your heart with God's wisdom. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, Let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, Almighty God, author of wisdom and master of all mysteries, all-knowing and omnipresent God, I come before your throne of grace with reverence and thanksgiving. Your majesty fills the earth. Your glory stretches beyond the heavens, and your love reaches into the deepest corners of my heart. I praise you for your boundless power and knowledge. Thank you, Lord, for the power of discretion and for the wisdom to know when to speak and when to remain quiet. I am grateful for your guidance, for the way you lead me even when I cannot see the path ahead. Forgive me, Father, for my sins and shortcomings. I also forgive those who have trespassed against me, as you have forgiven me. Lord, help me to cultivate a quiet spirit that listens intently for your voice. Give me discernment to know when to share and when to keep your revelations close to my heart. I declare that I am wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke every spirit of gossip and every temptation to overshare and to seek validation from others instead of from you. I bind the enemy's attempts to manipulate my words or twist my intentions. Father, I pray for a season of quiet growth in my life. Let the seeds of your plans take root deeply in the hidden places of my heart. Lord, I ask for your blessings upon my life. Pour out your favor as I learn to walk in the wisdom of keeping my plans private. Heal any areas of my life where I've been wounded by speaking too soon or trusting the wrong people with your revelations. Protect me from the attacks of the enemy, from doubt, fear, discouragement, and the temptation to run ahead of your timing. Sovereign Lord, guard my mind, my heart, and my tongue. I pray for these same blessings upon my loved ones. Let them also learn the power of divine silence and the wisdom of discretion. Protect them, guide them, and help them to discern your voice above all others. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement, lifting each other up before your throne of grace. Lord, help us to walk in wisdom. Guard the visions that you've given us, and help us to trust in your perfect timing. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, granting us the strength to resist the urge to broadcast our every move. We claim victory over loose tongues and undisciplined minds. In the name of Jesus, we declare healing for relationships damaged by careless words. Protect us, Lord, from the schemes of the enemy who seeks to derail your plans through premature revelation. Thank you for the power of agreement. And as we pray, we seek the unity of the Spirit that binds us together in your love. Let your will be done on earth and in our lives as it is in heaven. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word Amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer and by clicking the like button. Also remember, to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comment section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
Messages.
Hey Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. Sally from Finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.